Welcome to Lo Fi Vo, another episode about meditation. Today, we're looking into this journey, so-called, exploring a topic deeply intertwined with our essence, meditation. I'd like to invite you to reflect on a fundamental question. What does meditation truly mean to you? Is it merely a practice confined to a few minutes each day? Or is it something more encompassing? Something that permeates every aspect of your life? Meditation, a term often misunderstood and shrouded in mystery, is not just about the act of sitting quietly. That's the result. It's about the art of introspection, about understanding ourselves and our place in the world. At its core, meditation is about laying the foundation for a life of righteous behavior, of being free from mind. It's about becoming a light to oneself. Imagine living in a world where you no longer rely on external authorities, the experts, the gurus, the countless voices telling you how to live, how to think, how to meditate, True freedom in meditation lies in shedding these external influences, putting them all back to where they belong, nowhere, and finding the courage to trust our inner voice. This path is a direct one. It's about self-inquiry. And it's far from easy. This is why there is inquiring. It demands our full attention and sincerity. Nothing else. Just that. But that. Ooh. Not sure consciousness can allow this. But are you ready to uncover the layers of your own psyche, to confront your fears, desires, and prejudice, to truly understand meditation? One first understands oneself. The self, the imagination, the elusive image. Not through the lens of psychologists or philosophers, nor the speakers, but through our own unfiltered actual experiences, not related to any image, to any memory, or to any compulsion, but just as it comes, in the now, and as it is. Now let's turn our attention to a common misconception in the world of meditation, the idea of controlling our thoughts. Various schools and traditions emphasize this control. So do organizations. It's called management, managing. Which is no control. It's even worse. It's just applied force. It's actually violent and it's criminal. But that's for another topic. Have we ever paused to question who the controller is? Isn't the controller just another facet of our own thoughts, another fragment of the mind attempting to dominate the rest? Here lies a profound realization. There is no separation between the thinker and the thought. It's all part of the same fabric, the continuous flow of thinking. When we understand this, the question of controlling thought becomes irrelevant. Instead, we start to see thinking as a natural, unforced movement, critically. So what happens when this movement of thought comes to a halt? When we stop struggling to control or suppress our thoughts, our being, what remains? It's in this stillness, in this silence, not forced or cultivated, that we find the essence of meditation, which might be love. It's a silence that emanates naturally from a life lived with awareness and understanding. In this state of heightened awareness, we encounter something profound, the essence of beauty. Beauty often perceived as an external attribute is actually found in the absence of the self. When the I, with all its judgment and preconceptions, steps back, the true beauty of existence reveals. Finally, let's consider the question of intelligence in the context of meditation. True intelligence emerges when we perceive reality as it is, free from the distortion of illusion. This intelligence is not something we acquire. It is a natural outcome of clear, unbiased observation, also order. It guides us in determining the right course of action, be it in our daily lives, our professions, or our interactions with the world. In closing, I invite you to ponder this. Meditation is not about acquiring something new or reaching a state of enlightenment imposed by others. It's about unlearning, about emptying ourselves of the known, touching our being at its core. And in that space of not knowing, encountering the essence of truth, this journey of self-discovery, of being allied to oneself, is perhaps the most profound and fulfilling journey one can undertake. Thank you for joining me on this exploration. Remember, the direct path of meditation is not personal, but it goes through you. No one else can take that path. One that unfolds uniquely to you. As we part ways today, I encourage you to carry these reflections with you and explore them in the context of your own life, in the now. Let's be lights unto oneself, and in doing so, illuminate the world around us. Au revoir. Leave this podcast a 5-star rating, subscribe, follow. Show the love. Isn't that what you want to be? Or actually are?